Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my co-host for the day, my dad. Say hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. This is not a news show. This is a commentary show. I don't know. My dad is so nervous. You never get a microphone.
I'm nervous?
You look excited. You're like a little kid. So my mom is still in New York, so my dad is my co-host today. He was supposed to be my co-host last week, but I misread a text, and that's why Matthew's feet stood in for you.
Now I have to follow up on the most amazing co-host of all time.
Dad, we've been recording for 40 seconds, and you've already said more than Matt did the entire 35 minutes of the last episode. He tried, okay? He tried. He did great. How you doing, Dad?
Good.
How's life at home?
Good. I'm glad I have this backrest here.
Yeah, Blaze is sleeping behind him. If you're not viewing this, there's a dog behind my dad. I already messed up. It's fine. I tried to research the things for the day. Oh, that's what it is. Happy Black Cow Root Beer Float Day. Have you ever heard of that?
No, what is that?
Black Cow Root Beer Float. And I'm so surprised if you haven't tried this before. You know root beer float is you put vanilla ice cream in root beer. It's chocolate ice cream. Have you ever tried that?
I probably have. I just chocolate
assumed.
And everything.
I've never known the name of it, but I was like, how come you've never had me try that before?
We didn't do root beer floats that
much,
though.
No, we didn't do it because we were just like, here's the ice cream. Here's the soda. Why do you got to mix them? We drink a lot of soda. Do you still drink soda?
I stopped drinking soda for a while and I said, it tastes too good.
I drink soda when Matt's not looking.
On hot days of the summertime.
You know, there's just some foods
and I've been
that
doing
go,
work.
Yeah, they go better. Pizza, Taco Bell. Okay, I've eaten Taco Bell the last 2 days. Don't tell Matt. And it was so tempting to order soda because Pepsi from Taco Bell tastes so good. Anyway, so it's Black Cow Root Beer Float Day. I've never heard that term before, but, you know, whatever.
Root beer floats annoy me because all the fizz goes in the ice cream, and then there's no fizz left.
And then
it's
like the ratio's off, because like sometimes you'll like run out of soda or you run out of ice cream, and like it's just not right. Also, happy International Bow Day. So this is JoJo Siwa Day, basically.
Oh.
And that's about it.
It's not bow tie.
It's bow. Like bow for hair bow. Well, it didn't say hair bow, but the picture it gave was a bow that was for the hair. It's bow day.
Okay.
I don't know. Someone tell JoJo. This is her time to shine. All right, so that's all I have for that section. Let's move on. You know about Area 51, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now it's a music festival called Alien Stock.
What?
They're trying to make it an actual music festival. I'm really excited about it. It takes place September 19th through the 22nd. So we can go for your birthday, Dad. And it will celebrate aliens and the unknown. It's in Rachel, Nevada, which is right next to Area 51. And I'm actually excited to go. Not go. I'm excited to see people go and it fail. And I'm pretty sure someone's going to get really drunk and try to break into Area 51
and
die.
Who's performing?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't that why people go to music festivals?
No. That's not why people are going to this music festival. People are going to go to this music festival to go to this music festival. They're not going to see anyone.
So I just watched the Netflix documentary on Woodstock. It was actually a PBS documentary around something. But it was really cool because they had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, that was like the first music festival, right?
Yeah, well, not the first one, but it was
like the first, like,
it was huge. It had like 450,000 people.
For those of you who don't know, Woodstock was the original Coachella, correct?
It was, but it was way different because
it was
the hippies and they were like in mud and it was raining.
Yeah,
and
they're just all about the love, man.
Yeah.
That's why it was just music and love. Now Coachella is music and pictures.
But it was just a bunch of hippies got together and listened to music and had fun, and they've tried to reproduce it hundreds of times and never could get anywhere near it because it was just a spontaneous thing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm hoping Area 51 is. Speaking of hippies, Miley came out with a new song. Dad, I know you've been dying to hear it. I listened to 30 seconds of it and got bored.
That's
all.
All I've heard is about her and Liam breaking up.
I know, Dad. It was tragic. It was tragic. And her song is about moving on. Taylor Swift also came out with a new song. I found that one boring as well. I don't do slow songs. Can you listen to slow songs? What?
Yeah, wait. I can listen to slow songs.
What music do you listen to besides Christian rock?
Well, that. Christian rap. Christian worship music.
Dad, okay, besides.
Hymns.
No. Do you sit in your car and listen to hymns?
No.
Okay.
I usually listen to talk radio, but music, I like all kinds of music. I mean, I've listened to, my first concert was a Elton John concert.
Really?
In the day when he was like, you know, the biggest star in the world, young, and could hit the high notes in Benny and the Jets.
I cannot imagine you at an Elton John concert. Did you like dance?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just like the music.
All right. I feel like mom always picked the music growing up. It was always,
James Taylor.
James Taylor. We played a lot of like, I feel like we listened to a lot of disco. Like, I'm sorry. I just know that there were some disco vibes in the family. Like, we weren't like disco fans, but I feel like it was hard when you had four kids that were like, Dad, enough with the hymns. You are like, trying to find
mom
music.
Mom liked Paul Abdul for a while.
Yes. We listened to a lot of Shania Twain growing up. We're not even talking about the internet now.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. YouTube is changing how its copyright claims work, and it could result in more content being blocked. So right now, if I have a video up and someone drives by and is playing a Justin Bieber song, and I don't even notice it when I'm editing because I didn't put that song there. It just happens so quick in the background. Like, I upload the video. Justin Bieber's people can claim the rights to my whole video, and they make all the money from the video. Even though I filmed, I edited, I produced, I uploaded, I did everything, because his song plays for 2 seconds in the background that I had no idea was even happening. The music, that record company gets all the money from
that video.
Wait,
I thought there was like a 9-second rule.
No, not anymore. That rule's gone. It used to be you can play 15 seconds of any song and it doesn't matter, because like they couldn't detect it. But now record labels are hiring people to just go to people's channels and watch every single video. I've been getting hit hard. There is someone on both my channels, my vlog channel, my main channel. They went through all of my vlog channel and I had to like go in manually and take out each little part. Like, I edit out that part of the video so I can claim my videos back. And Justin Bieber's people are strong with it, because I had literally that. It's not even a second long playing in my video. It's the start of like Sorry or something. I had it playing and they claimed the whole video because 1 second of a Justin Bieber song was in it.
Wow.
And so they get the rights to all, they own the whole, they get all the money from it. So now YouTube, like, obviously we're pissed about it. Because like, if you vlog and something happens in the background, like, it's not our fault. We're not trying. That song has nothing to do with the video. It's just like we walked into a CVS and it's playing on the loudspeaker or whatever. So I understand what it's like. I played 20 seconds of a Kesha song and her people are like, hey, I'll be like, it's annoying, but like, okay, fine. But when it happens in the background or it's that 1 second, then it's like, that really, you're going to claim it? So YouTube finally is like, okay, guys, we hear you. So the record labels aren't going to be able to make money. They're not going to be able to steal our money anymore, but they'll have the option to block it so we can't make money, or just block the video altogether.
Wow.
So they're like, they're trying to make it so record labels aren't as tempted to go and like search videos.
Yeah.
Because
if there's no money in it for them, they're not going to hire somebody to search the videos
exactly,
anymore either.
Yeah. So they're hoping that's what's going to happen, because they're like, well, technically you guys are breaking the law because it's copyright, but YouTube for the first time ever is trying to be on our side and is like, let's try this. But then Philip DeFranco made a good point where he's like, record labels are famously known for being punks. And like, he's like, I still think they're going to hire people to search videos and block them. And it's like, I don't get why you would do that. Like, if someone's making a music video and like trying to make money off of it with your song, yeah, I get that. Like, no, that's not right. But when it like 1 second or 5 seconds happens, like, I don't know. When I started the internet, we were allowed to use 20 seconds, and then it went down to 15, and then now it's zero. And sometimes I've heard a lot of people say, like, they teach guitar on YouTube, and there's like this one note, if you strum it like a certain amount of times, a record label claims it. And they're like, I'll be teaching the D note. And like, a record, like, you can't claim the D note. And like, so all these people that teach music or do music on YouTube are having a terrible time with
it.
Man. I'm like, that sucks. Cause like, I feel like YouTube is where we go to like learn something.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you hang a door? I don't know, YouTube it. How do you do this? I don't know, YouTube it. It hasn't always worked, but like music, I know that JoJo, when she was learning how to play the piano, she had books, but she was like, I want to see how they play. She would look at someone's fingers. She's like musically gifted, and she can just look at someone's fingers on the piano and like memorize where they went.
Wow.
And that's how she learned. So she needed the video thing. And she'd be like, oh, okay, I get it. And she'd like hear it, but she's like, is that hitting the D or the C? Oh, okay, I see it. And so she needs those videos. Like, without those videos, I don't think she would have learned piano. And so it's like that, the YouTube's trying, but like there's not much they can do because legally, the record label.
But I thought YouTube was setting the rules. They keep changing the rules.
They do, but it's because like laws come out. So like people can't use, like if a movie used a Taylor Swift song, they would have to pay Taylor Swift's record label to use the song. So it's like, because YouTube's gotten so popular, they've had to amp up the rules so they don't get sued, basically. So I don't know what's going to happen with this, but I have a bunch of videos. I think I have about 50 videos I have to go and edit in my own channel.
So I guess I can't sing any songs during the podcast today.
Well, because this is going to go, oh no.
Hey, I always wondered the intro to your podcast.
Is
that
a bunch?
Your voice doing the gasp?
No, it's a bunch of stuff from Final Cut. It's the Final Cut. Like, they have like a sound effects section.
So you're not going to get in trouble?
I don't think so. I think that's fine. So that's just a bunch of random noises I put together. And I was like, sure, that sounds like a noise. So I don't know if I'm going to get copyright claimed for singing Justin Bieber's. Does this sound close enough? I forgot I put this on YouTube. Dang it. All right.
We're blocked
now. That's all. Also in YouTube news. Wow. Words. They're hard. YouTube's thumbnails are bigger than ever now when you're on the homepage.
Yay! It's so fun. Thumbnails.
Oh my god, Dad. He just put his thumbs up on the screen. I'm so embarrassed. I'm not. I never got when in movies and shows, they were always like embarrassed when their dads dropped them off at school. And I was always like, Dad, you drive as close to Matt door as you can possibly get. I do not want to walk anymore. Like, my dad would drive me as close to my first class as humanly possible. I was like, roll up in your trashy minivan. I don't care.
Because usually in those movies, the dad would say something embarrassing out the window as the daughter is walking over.
You could say whatever you wanted. I'd be like, I didn't have to walk to school. I didn't have to take the bus. My dad drove me. I never understood that. I was like, I mean, you guys were really, you still are embarrassing. But I think I find it humorous. Dad, you put your thumbs up to the screen when I said thumbnails. But I find it humorous. I don't know why. I was never embarrassed by you all. I don't know.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I always thought you were.
No, I didn't care. I was like, give me money. Drive me to school. Something new on Instagram is you can make and share your own Instagram filters. Dad, I know you're super about
I'm
this.
So excited.
You've made hundreds. I just have to say Snapchat did it first. So Instagram is constantly following Snapchat. And somehow none of us like Snapchat anymore. Do you even remember?
I thought Snapchat was dead.
It's kind of dead. It's dead to like influencers. But people still use it to like just chat with one another. Like, I don't know. I don't know that many influencers that are still on it. I think maybe Jeffree Star. And I think the Dolan twins. But it's not like where people go for content anymore. But they're still kind of living. They're on their last leg. They're hopping around at this point. They changed their app logo. So now the ghost is outlined in black. And it's kind of, it does catch the eye. I have to say.
Oh, I noticed that had a thicker outline. Yeah. It's like, what?
That's it. They just thickened it so that we talk about it, maybe. They're like, please, someone talk about us. What if we thicken the lines? Talk about us then. So Twitter is testing hiding direct messages it thinks are abusive. So if you are making fun of your friend in a funny manner, it still could be taken abusively. So Twitter might hide your direct messages. I think it's a cool way to try to cut down on bullying. But I think that there are a lot of friends are going to be like, wait, why didn't you see my message?
So who decides?
Twitter. Their algorithms.
Okay. So we've got robots.
Robots. Just AI. I just feel like there's a lot of... I guess it's just maybe it's just my group of humans. you just like kind of rag on each other, but you're not actually like bullying each other. And I feel like maybe that's going to get lost in Twitter, because that's one of the things about like hiding that stuff is because right now when I stream on Twitch, they won't, they block all the comments to say your mom in the sentence. And we talk about mom all the time because mom's awesome.
You think you're doing a mama joke? Like, yo, mama?
Yeah. So they block. They always are like, this is held for sensitive content. And we're like, we always, me and the mods are always like, allow, allow, allow. Because they're like, your mom's chickens. And they're like, Twitch is like, no, you can't say that. So like, I feel like sometimes it's hard for the computer to understand. Like, also, we all call me a crackhead. I don't know why. And they always try and block that. I'm like, okay, it's got to learn. Like, I'm...
Who calls you a crackhead?
Everyone on Twitch.
What?
Your mama! I'm not actually a crackhead, Dad.
I know. Okay. I'm just wondering why they call you a crackhead.
Just because I'm a crackhead. I don't know. Someone called me at once in the comments. I went, yeah. And then everyone started going. Okay. It wasn't that big a deal. It's not like I did crack on Twitch. I'm good. So, Amazon had decided that in the US and the UK, they will donate unwanted products from third-party marketplace sellers instead of tossing them in the garbage. So a place would give Amazon all these things to sell. No one would buy them. The company would go under and they'd be like, so Amazon would just have a bunch of like products and they would just toss them in the garbage. So for the first time ever, Amazon is doing something right by giving trash to charity. I need to see what these products are.
They're Nike Betsy Ross sneakers that they're giving to kids in Africa.
Oh my God. I just like, I need to see these products. Or no, like, is it a bunch of like, just, I don't know, foot peeling masks that don't work? Like, what are we giving? What are they giving away? I need to see all the products. I need to see the list of the trash that's going to charity. Because that's what it is. It's things no one bought and then just have.
Or they bought too much of.
Or they bought too much of and it's just like, just a warehouse full of weird products. Because I buy some weird products from Amazon. I know what's out there. And it can get weird. Like, there's going to be a bunch of avocado pillows or something.
I've kids. Never bought anything on Amazon.
What? You've never bought anything from Amazon?
No, not once. Mom has, but
I haven't. What? My mind is blown. How do you live? Do you not... You don't buy things.
I don't buy anything online. I mean, I bought like a canvas picture from Canvas World for my of my grandkids.
God. You go to like the Best Buy website to buy things, don't you? No, you don't. You go to Best Buy.
I go to Best Buy.
God, my dad is the person that goes to the store.
I have gone to see how much they cost, and then I'll go to Home Depot or Best Buy to go get it.
Oh, Home Depot. I understand. Like, you go to Home Depot to get Home Depot things. Like, that. I don't buy anything at home, like online, that I could buy at Home Depot. But like, what do you do during Christmas? I guess mom buys all the Christmas presents. Dad, like, how do you...
I like going to the stores at Christmas and hearing the Christmas music and seeing the Christmas lights and the decorations.
You like dealing with Christmas shopping?
I thought you loved Christmas.
I love Christmas. Christmas shopping. People need to go away.
Where they have the fake snow coming down in Southern California.
Yeah, but that's like...
made out of soap.
It's made out of soap. We get very clean during the holidays in Santa Barbara. I didn't know. I'm just kind of shocked because like we are terrible. We shouldn't be buying so much from Amazon because Amazon's like a terrible company. But we buy so much on Amazon. Dad, like, I don't even understand. Matt buys clothes from Amazon. Like, okay, you know how much money you would save if you bought everything on Amazon? Everything is so much cheaper.
I don't buy stuff.
Yeah, that's true. You don't buy stuff. He waits till Christmas, and then Colleen and I buy him like a new
wardrobe. I wait till a store is going out of business.
That's true.
He does Sears. And then I'll go in and buy shoes for $9.
You need people to buy on Amazon, so your stores go out of business. But Dad, what happens when all the stores go out of business?
I'll find a way.
Oh, like, my God. This is like, Like, look around my room. Most of my stuff's from Amazon.
We did survive in the world before Amazon, Rachel.
I know. I lived in the world before Amazon. I am aware. I've lived in both worlds. I'm in the in-between generation, and I'm very grateful for it. So, like, I know how to get around with, like, a paper map.
In fact, I have phones. A $5 Amazon gift card.
Give it to Mom! Okay. My God. Dad. I have so many questions. Are you against the internet? I'm just so confused.
No, I just like going and holding and looking at things.
I get that. There's some things Matt and I have decided that we have to buy at stores instead of online just because you need to feel it. Like when we were shopping for furniture, we bought it online, but we went to the stores first to touch it because we're like, we need to see how the drawers work. We need to feel it. But then we bought it online because we didn't want to deal with humans. We didn't want to deal with like the salesman and stuff. That's all. All right. Moving on. Just confused. This is even more confusing. Oscar Mayer, like the hot dog company, yeah, is doing a giveaway on Twitter for people to win a box of Oscar Mayer ice hot dog sandwiches.
They're frozen hot dogs?
No. It is hot dog ice cream with actual hot dog bits in it, candied hot dog bites, hot dog sweet cream, spicy Dijon gelato, and a cookie bun. So it's an ice cream sandwich with hot dog ice cream in the middle.
So someone in marketing at Oscar Mayer thought this was a good idea and they'd sell a lot of it?
I think they were just trying to get on the internet, and they did.
Okay.
I don't know what is going on. It sounds disgusting. Even if I still ate hot dogs, I would not eat this. Would you try it?
No, I eat hot dogs and ice cream, and I...
No!
No, I don't even like it when Colleen dips her...
French fries
in the Frosty from Wendy's.
Dad!
Or the maple donuts with the bacon bits on it. There's some things
that's
you
disgusting.
Do not combine.
No, I don't think you can combine meat with sweets, can you?
Well, people do, but I just don't.
I don't, like, hot dog ice cream. Hot dog sweet cream. That's gross. How do you make hot dog sweet cream? And spicy Dijon gelato. Am I saying that right?
Gelato?
Gelato. That's the one. Gelato. I was like, wait, this is
that's
wrong. I'm
razors.
Saying it wrong. Gelato, the Italian ice cream, and a cookie bun. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
It goes against all the laws of nature.
It really does. It sounds unhealthy for you too. But Dad, do you know
what? Ice cream and hot dogs independently. I'll eat a hot dog and then ice cream.
You know what? If you have that sort of diet, you're probably looking for some vitamins in your life. So do we have a vitamin for you? Do the sponsor song. Sponsor, sponsor.
Are we going to get blocked by YouTube by singing this song?
No, okay. I wrote it myself. Okay. Ritual Essential Vitamins are an obsessively researched multivitamin designed for women by women. Dad. So Ritual contains 9 nutrients that are difficult enough to get every day, even with the healthiest diet. So even if you aren't eating the Oscar Mayer ice cream hot dog sandwich, if you have a healthy diet, that's not even in your diet, you probably still need to take this Ritual vitamin. So instead of taking a handful of 5 to 8 vitamins, just take 2 Ritual capsules once a day. You can order online at ritual.com for only like $1 a day. It's around $1 a day. I know. What a price. Probably cheaper than those Oscar Mayer hot dogs. And it's delivered right to your door every month so you can stay on track with your new healthy habit. I love it because it's vegan certified, sugar-free, non-GMO, and it's gluten and allergy-free. Plus, you can take it on an empty stomach because I often skip breakfast. We've talked about this before. I skip breakfast and just kind of eat coffee. And then usually when you take a vitamin on an empty stomach, your stomach hurts. But these, you don't. They are fine on an empty stomach. And also, they taste minty fresh. So it's like, I brushed my teeth when I didn't. So it's really great.
So why won't they let guys take them? It sounds good.
Well, you can take them. But like women and men's bodies are like built a little different. And this one's for women because these are the 9 nutrients we often lack. I always say men and women, we are equal in a sense, but our bodies are built a little differently. So this woman, who's the owner of this company, researched and made this one for women. I don't think anything bad would happen if you took it, Dad. But I'm just saying, this is what us women need. And it's for us. We're allowed to have something for once. So my experience with it, I love it. I still take it with my coffee. It's phenomenal. And it's honestly the only vitamin I take. So if you can try Ritual today to get 10% off your first 3 months. Usually it's like 1 month promo. No, they're doing 3 months. So get 10% off your first 3 months if you visit ritual.com/allthingsinternet. That is RITUAL.com. Then the name of the show. 10% off your first 3 months, y'all. It's a pretty good deal. Get it. Get healthy. Get at it. All right. Thanks, Dad. You can try it if you want.
Okay.
They taste good. They also look cool. They're like clear with little like pellets inside. It's cool. I'll let you try it, Dad. In other weird news, we're going to decide what's weirder.
Okay.
The Area 51 thing, the Oscar Mayer sandwich, or the fact that a human dressed up as a TV and went around a neighborhood and left old TVs on people's porches. There's a video. This guy, who no one knows who it is, hollowed out a TV, like an old-fashioned TV, the box ones, not like the flat screens, like the old kind that you'd have to buy a deep entertainment center to put in. He put this TV on his head and just walked around neighborhoods putting old TVs on people's porches, waving at their, like, doorbell video cameras and walking away. This is all he did. He did this for a full night. And everyone woke up and was like, what is this? There's just a neighborhood filled with old TVs.
So
and
did
no
somebody
one
film
it.
Him doing it, or they well, just saw like, this?
It's on, like, you know how, like, Ring and Nest doorbells record everything now, and people have security cameras because, like, safety first. So people have all this footage of this dude just going to so many different houses. Who? How? Who is he?
He's from Area 51.
He's from Area 51. So, Dad, what is the weirdest thing on the internet this week? The Area 51 music festival, the Oscar Mayer hot dog ice cream sandwiches, or the human TV Santa Claus?
I think the human TV Santa Claus, because that's the only one that actually happened.
I guess.
Because I think the Oscar Mayer thing isn't happening yet.
I think
but
they
Area 51
them.
Probably won't happen the way music festivals go.
No, it's going to happen. It's not going to be an actual like good music festival. It's going to happen. And I promise you, I don't want it to happen, but I feel very strongly that someone's going to get drunk and try and storm Area 51 and get
well, somebody's killed. Definitely going to get drunk.
Well, yes. But drunk enough to try and storm Area 51 by themselves might happen.
The TV guy.
Yeah, the TV guy. I agree. So Twitter is now letting people follow topics just like they follow people. So you can like go, like do a hashtag topic. Instagram did this first. I feel like all the social medias are just copying
merging.
Each other. Yeah, they're all just merging into one mess. It's all a mess now. I posted a video to Insta Story today of me, like, I was going to talk about what I was doing, and all of a sudden I got a sneeze in the middle of it, and it threw me off. And I was like, haha, I put it on my Insta Story. I was like, oh, I should probably tweet that too. And I was like, what is the point of all this? It's a video that I'm putting, that I don't know. I just, like, I have to put everything everywhere. Twitter used to be just words. Instagrams used to be just pictures. And YouTube used to be just videos. And now everything's kerfuffled, and I feel like I have to post everything everywhere. And I'm getting tired of it, Dad. It's too much stress.
Me too.
All right, the last bit of news I have today is Venmo. If you use Venmo, it's a cash app. It's not a cash app. It's an app where you can send money to people. They're now letting you instantly deposit money into your bank account, but they're going to take 1% of that money for themselves. You can do it the old way. Oh my God, don't have a heart attack. There are rules. They will take a minimum of 25 cents, but only a maximum of $10. So, but that's only if you do it instantly. You can wait the 3 to 5 business days for it to hit your bank account like you used to. But there's some people who are like, I need cash now. Isn't that a commercial?
I don't know, but this is the way internet does everything.
Yeah,
like so Hulu started, no commercials.
Yep.
Didn't cost anything. Then they started leaking commercials and they said, well, if you pay, then you don't get commercials.
Did you listen to the last podcast when I told Matt that? And he was like, they didn't have no commercials.
Yeah.
We had a little discussion about it after. I was like, no, it was an ad-free zone and then you had to pay to make it
so
ad-free.
So all these like freemium games where you get them for free, but then you gotta pay. Just they get their little hooks in you.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you don't shop at Amazon.
I control myself. I have to say, I have played Candy Crush since 2012. I am an avid crusher of the candies. I, back in 2012, paid 99 cents once, and I was like, how dare I? I got mad at myself. I have not spent another penny on Candy Crush. And I know many people, Mom, who have spent hundreds of dollars on Candy Crush. They do get people. And I'm the type of person that, like, I download an app, and it's like, it's free to download, but then it costs money to open the app. I'm like, oh, no. Immediately delete it. Even if I really need the app, I'm like, nope, not doing it. I was like, you tried to trick me. You tried to take my money when I didn't agree to it. I hate it. That's all. So do you have any news today, Dad?
I heard a cool story. Did you hear about that guy?
Nathan. What guy?
His name is Nathan Patterson. He's like a 23-year-old kid.
No.
And was it the this is a baseball story, so I'm going to bore you.
Oh, that's fine. I knew you'd talk about some
but
sports.
But it's YouTube-y because he was throwing they had like a speed gun set up at the stadium and he threw the ball like 96 miles an hour.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Yeah, which is like impossible for a human to do. There's like maybe just a handful of people in the whole world that can do that. And he got signed by the Oakland A's and he's going to start.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Minor league, and he has a game this week, so
Good for him. Yeah.
And he wasn't even a pitcher. Like in high school, he was like a shortstop, but he got an injury, so he hasn't played in like...
Oh my God, he had terrible coaches. If he could throw 93, did you say?
96.
96? If he could throw 96 and that he wasn't a pitcher, he had terrible coaches. Absolutely terrible.
Well, I don't know if he could throw it back then, but anyway, it's just...
Maybe he just like...
The cool story.
All right, well, not fine. Oh, I did hear one more thing. Did you hear about the floating tent?
No.
Yes, someone made a tent that you can put in the river and sleep in your tent while it takes you down the river. And someone was like, why on earth would anyone want this? And then the whole internet just like kind of got a fluffle being like, this is the stupidest. Why would I get in this and then end up 300 miles from my car? This is the worst camping site on the planet Earth.
Plus, if it's inflatable and it's just floating, it's going to run into a stick at some point.
Yeah, and people are like, waterfalls, alligators, anything. If you pops and you're asleep, you're going to drown because it's just going to like collapse on you and then you don't know where you are. And then all these avid campers are like, it's called an anchor. And I'm like, then why don't you just put it on the ground? Why, if you're just going to anchor it, why do you need it in the water? So anyway, everyone was really mad at it. And that was, I thought it was hilarious. Any other news, Dan?
I was mad at that. I sent you that thing about that.
Oh, you did send me some human and I didn't see what
it was. Well, it's not a human. She's an Instagram person with a million followers, but she's not even a human.
Oh, she's an AI. She's like,
yeah.
Yeah, someone like made... Oh, I've seen stories
like this.
She's like,
she has a backstory. I think it's Michaela or something like, little Michaela.
Yeah. And isn't she like, it's just a picture, right? It's just like a...
Well, it's just her face, but they'll put it on like clothes that they get contracts from clothing lines.
Yeah.
And
it's
somebody
else's
body a lot of time because they can't, you know...
But they've made...
They put her face and she's got like Princess Leia buns on the side of her head.
Yeah, they've artificially made a human being's face. It's just pictures, right? And there's no video.
There is video. And then I saw that she's got two songs that she's released.
Oh my God, I don't gonna...
But I'm asking you why. Because she's not a real person.
I've seen things like this before. People get obsessed with the fact that she isn't real, but she looks so real. And I've seen things because people do like on Twitter, like this person isn't real. They look so real. And you literally stare at the pictures for hours being like, how is this person? No, this is real. And then you see pictures of other people like, are they real? And like the whole thing's, people are just love how confusing it is. No, she should not have songs coming out. Peppa Pig has songs coming out and I'll allow that.
Yeah, but we know that's
the
cart. Yeah.
This is just weird. Who's singing?
I don't know.
Because Peppa Pig at least has a voice. Like there's someone voicing it. And we know that there's someone voicing Peppa Pig.
And apparently some company in L.A. came up with this and they're very secretive about who they are and what they're doing. But
It's creepy. It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate catfish, but we all know we're all being catfished, but they're just like, we're still intrigued by it.
So you don't get it either. I was wondering if you could tell me what was going on.
I think it's just people are obsessed with the fact that she looks so real. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. She does look, it looks very real.
Yeah, and she's got like all these ethnics mixed together,
yeah,
so
you
don't know
what
ethnic
she is. So
yeah.
Like anyone could claim her. I don't know. It seems weird. I don't know. It's all.
All the models are going to be replaced by AI.
I guess. Are they cheaper? I don't know if it's cheaper or not. Who's the highest paid model? Which one is it? Oh my God.
Kim Kardashian?
No.
Kylie?
The one that has never had anything done to her. Is Kylie the lip one? Kendall. It's Kendall.
Yeah.
Kendall's the supermodel that's like the most natural looking of all of them.
Yeah, she's a fashion model.
Yeah. I think, isn't she the highest paid model, I think?
I don't know.
Dad, why don't you know which supermodel is the most paid? Okay.
I just know that the Kylie Jenner?
The lip one.
Yeah, she's the richest,
the
youngest billionaire.
Weren't Mary Kate and Ashley the youngest? But I guess maybe it was combined.
I don't know.
Dad, why don't you know about Mary Kate and Ashley? Ugh, you're useless.
I know
on
that
this
they're...
podcast. I thought Matt was useless. You're worse.
No comment.
Oh my God. Genius. Next question. Too personal. All right, Dad. Do you have any other news?
No.
Okay, then we're going to move on to the game for the day.
Oh, we have a game?
We have a game, and it's define that slang.
Okay.
Okay. So I asked people on Twitch when I was streaming earlier, follow me, Miss Arballer. I'm trying to promo myself because I went live on Twitch and someone's like, I didn't even know who had a Twitch. I've had it for like a month. And I was like, oh, I'm really bad at self-promo.
I've never used Twitch. Sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to. Mom has one. She barely goes on it. So I asked them for some words for you to define and you have to define them.
Okay.
Ready?
Is there a time limit?
No. What is flossing?
You mean the dance or
yeah!
the tooth thing?
Yeah! The the dance.
Well, I only
know
the dance because Parker and Jacob and the grandkids do it.
Can you do it? He's doing it, guys. He did it all. He looked like he was wiping his butt with a towel.
That's what it is.
No, it's not. You like you put your arms in front of it. All right, Dad. What is a hot girl summer?
Next question.
God, I'm actually looking up the exact definition because I know what it is. But do you know it's a...
I feel like it's a thing that a 60-year-old man shouldn't comment about.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, it's just a girl having fun in the summer and like being hot. I don't know. Someone asked, I think it's a weird term. And I think it's just like you post a picture and being like having a hot girl summer and you're just... I don't know. I think you should post a picture, Dad, and say that you're having a hot girl summer, personally. I think it's weird. I didn't want you to define that one. This one is a new thing that I just found out about. So I literally, on Twitch, looked up the definition. What is a VSCO girl?
You're someone not who know. Does disco while vlogging?
Genius, but no. That is a good one.
Or vlogs while discoing.
It's VSCO girl. And... apparently, VSCO is an app. It's a like photo editing app. And people are now, it's the new way of saying like a basic, with the B word, basic girl, basically, is what it is. It's like, you know, when like, oh, you're basic.
That sounds like something that a company tried to come up with a new slang and catchword and get people to use it so that they'll buy their product. So that seems like a marketing person.
Yeah, because I've never heard of it, but they're like, it's a VSCO girl. Like, she's got her scrunchie and her hydro flask and uses her like reusable straw.
I'm that's like someone saying, I'm an Instagram girl.
Yeah, that's basically, that's what it is. But it's a VSCO girl, so I don't know. I just heard that. I don't think it's a real
thing. I don't think it's going to become a thing unless they market it a lot.
Unless like Ariana Grande uses it.
We have dog movement.
Oh my God, the dog is... He just woke up from his like 3-hour nap. Oh.
My backrest is going away. Oh.
He's going to figure it out. Sorry, guys.
I guess that side of his back was getting too hot.
He's struggling. Okay, and he's gone. Now my dad's back support is gone.
Okay.
All right, Dad, last one. What does it mean when a song slaps?
It's a real knee slapper.
Oh, you can't use it in a different sentence. You have to define it. What does it mean when a song slaps?
It's good.
Yeah, there you go. It hit hard. It's good. It bop. Okay, never mind. We're going to move on to questions. You did pretty, girl. I'm pretty good. I like the term for VSCO. Girl that does disco while vlogging. All right, so these questions were asked last week, but you weren't here to answer them.
Okay.
And Matt wasn't going to give good justice for them. So Millie wants to know, Tim, is it nice to finally have a microphone? My dad, if you've ever noticed or watched the podcast, he's usually sitting on the other side of the couch with the dog, and I don't give him a microphone because I think it's funny just to see him in the... I always put the camera on him. He's just in the corner just giggling, and then sometimes he tries to interject something. Like, no speaking.
It's much more entertaining for you and Mom to do the podcast.
Oh, is it?
It's a little more nerve-wracking being behind the microphone.
Yeah, Matt made me turn the camera off of him last time.
Plus I hate the sound of my voice.
Oh, I don't like to listen to the podcast again. It took me years to get used to the sound of my voice because it doesn't sound what you think it's going to sound like. I don't know. It's a weird thing. You eventually get used to it, but I understand what you're saying. So it's weird. It's nerve-wracking to have a microphone.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
God. All right.
Sorry. But I appreciate the honor and privilege.
I forced my parents to do things. Maddie wants to know if you can do your best dad joke.
I actually heard a dad joke tonight from Christopher.
Of course. My dad has always done dad jokes, but Christopher, like, is obsessed with taking it to another
level.
Yeah,
he does. He does.
What was Christopher's dad joke?
What's the pirate's favorite letter?
R.
R. You'd think it'd be that, but it'd be the C.
Oh, my God. My dad, I think, does the best voices I've ever heard. Our favorite thing growing up was either him singing... us songs and silly voices during bath time, or reading us stories with every character had a different, like a completely different voice before we went to bed. It was our favorite thing in the world.
Maybe if I did the podcast in a different voice, I wouldn't hate my voice so much.
Sure. Do it as a pirate. Do it as a lumberjack. I don't care. I'll sleep all night. I don't work all day. You used to sing to us, "I'm a Lumberjack."
I know. I only sang the first phrase. I never got into the...
What, the rest of the song? Yeah. If you guys don't know, "Oh, I'm a lumberjack and I don't care. I sleep..."
"And I'm okay."
"Oh, and I'm okay. I sleep..." I don't know the words. I haven't said... But then, listen, he used to sing us that song that apparently, as I got older, I learned was a very terrible song. It's very just gross and graphic. But my dad would just hold the first O for like a minute in the back. Like, he'd be like, "Dad, sing, sing, sing." He would go, "Oh..." For I swear it was 5 minutes, and then he go, "I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay," and then he'd stop, and then we'd ask for it again. So that was growing up. So yeah, my dad does really good voices. I always wanted him to... he talked about starting a YouTube channel where you read kids' books in your voices.
Yeah,
I wanted you to do that so bad, because like, just to have that live forever, I think the world needs it. And like, I feel like so many people would watch it just to have... it's like a happy old grandpa reading the best stories in the world.
I think we're afraid
voices.
Of copyright laws, so.
Okay. Does our book... I don't think publishers are that on it. They're pretty...
yeah, they are.
Old school. I don't think they know what YouTube is. My publishers didn't. I mean, give me another book deal. Okay. Beth wants to know if you like being in videos.
Not particularly.
So we're not going to get a dad vlog?
I liked... making videos with your kids, but that was just for... yeah.
When we were kids, that's...
I didn't think anybody would see them.
Yeah, no, now they're everywhere. I'm sure you guys know, we have a bunch of home videos from when we were kids. Whenever my mom would be like, "Tim, you're watching the kids." They had a very equal watching the kids relationship, but my dad would be like, "Okay." And then he'd turn on the camera, and that was how you entertained us, was you just turn on the video camera, and he'd sometimes write scripts that were so bad. Those were like our favorite, though. We have hours and hours and hours of footage of just us being videotaped, and I think that's maybe why we were so comfortable in front of camera. But yeah, you were always behind it, except in the treasure hunt. You played a scary pirate. What is with you and being a
treasure hunt?
The treasure map.
Oh,
the time machine.
I don't know what I was. A giant.
But he did a voice in that one too. My dad likes voices. So do you care when we're vlogging and you're like behind in the scenes?
I don't know what to do when you guys are vlogging and I'm like, "Oh, they're vlogging. Walk the other way," or
"Dad,
don't mess it up."
I too don't know what to do when someone else vlogs. I like, when I'm vlogging, I know what I want to do, but when someone else vlogs, I do get that moment of like, "Oh wait, I'm in the back. What do I do? I'm in the background." Like, sometimes I run and sometimes I like try and be normal. It just never works out. It is... even as a vlogger, I'll tell you, it is nerve-wracking. Yeah. Dad, don't burp.
But I enjoy watching your vlogs and videos.
Oh, thank you. Isabella wants to know what you would name me if I was a boy. Mom's already answered this, so you better have the same answer.
Well, I wanted to name you Reagan.
Oh, yeah. I knew that one.
And we can call you Reggie.
No, thank you for not doing that, Mom.
So maybe if I was a boy, I'd name it Reagan or Reggie.
What? I'm so glad Mom was there to intervene. Not if your names are those, that's great. But I think Rachel fits me best.
It does.
Jacob wants to know, how did you get into drawing?
Wait, what was the name Mom was going to pick?
She said that you wanted those, but she always wanted to name me or Colleen Jacob. She said if she had another
Jacob.
Son,
it would be... oh, that's Jacob. Right. She liked Jacob.
Yeah. How'd you get into drawing, Dad?
I'd be in math class, and instead of doing math, I would draw pictures of the teacher.
You were a doodler.
I was a doodler, yeah. And then I was like, the school paper, I would draw cartoons, and I would always get in trouble because I'd draw something that people would find offensive.
Dad! Oh my God! Dad, PC, come on.
Well, I went to Cal Poly, which is an ag school, and I had a character named Polly Wally. And so he was like...
do you have any of these I want to see of?
Yeah.
Okay, am I going to get
but
offended?
But he was like... no, he was like... it was an ag school, so agricultural student. So it was a guy dressed up like a typical farmer and saying that I love the smell of freshly spread manure in the morning.
Okay.
And I got so much hate mail for that by all the ag students.
Stirring up drama with your cartoons.
I know. But there were days at Cal Poly when they would spread
the manure?
And it was so strong, you like couldn't even take it, riding your bike to school.
So you just had to draw a cartoon about it?
I had to draw a cartoon about it, yeah. where Polly Wally was collapsing on the floor from the smell.
I've always wanted a farm or a ranch, but now that you're talking about manure, I've realized I don't actually want a farm or a ranch. Am I still recording? Yes, I am.
Probably not.
No, that would suck. No, I still am. And then Anonymous Colleen wants to know, will you visit Colleen on Broadway?
I'm leaving tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I'm flying out
there,
taking the red eye, and I'm going to see her opening night. So that's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Yay! Colleen's opening night is soon. Tuesday, right?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Love it. All right. Last question. Will we ever get a dad vlog?
I thought that's what this was.
Okay. So no. That's it. Maybe you should vlog a little on your phone while you're in New York with mom.
Okay.
No, I just ruined a trip. Don't do that. Never mind. I take it back. You don't have to do that. All right. That's all.
Mom's, I've vlogged with mom when you gave her the camera.
That's
once in
true.
A while.
You two together is quite hilarious.
But she does most of the vlogging.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's easier to be a sidekick. You think your mom's sidekick. So tell mom to vlog and then have you be the sidekick. All right, Dad. That's all I have for today. Do you want to add anything else?
Don't forget to hit the like and rate us.
Rate
5
us.
Stars.
Okay. Wow, he's better at this stuff than I am. Thanks for being here. Thanks for filling in for
Thanks
mom.
Thanks for letting me. It's fun.
Yeah. We love you guys. And mom will be here next week, right?
I don't know.
You bringing her back with you? Oh.
She's coming home, but I don't know if she's going to be here.
I told her to. Okay. I needed to talk to my mother. We love you guys. Remember to tweet us at podcastATI if you have any topics or questions throughout the week you want us to answer or talk about. Love you guys a lot, and we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.